KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 8 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 33. Winds out of the west at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. A call from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office to the Adams County Sheriff's Office late last night about a suspicious vehicle resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug charges. Authorities say occupants of the vehicle had been seen rummaging through trash cans in Villisca and were told by the homeowner to leave. Montgomery County officials informed Adams County that the vehicle was heading toward the Montgomery-Adams County line. Adams County deputies located the vehicle at around 12:30 this morning near the intersection of Highway 148 and Juniper Avenue. Upon further investigation, Jolene Most of Corning was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, benzodiazepine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Most was issued a written citation as well for having no insurance vehicle related. Her bond was set at $2,300. Police in Council Bluffs Monday arrested a man on attempted murder and other charges. Authorities say at around 6:19 p.m., officers have been dispatched to 17 Walker Newman Circle for an armed subject, and while en route to the call, information was relayed that a male subject was attacking a female subject with a knife or knives. Officers located the suspect, 41-year-old Joey Stalboski of Council Bluffs, on the street. Stalboski was taken into custody after a brief struggle during which he was tased. Further investigation revealed Stalboski had also threatened to kill the victim, which was his girlfriend, 43-year-old Michelle Fasnacht of Council Bluffs. Stalboski was last reported to be at a local hospital for treatment of unrelated medical needs. When he is released, he'll be booked in for attempted murder, two counts of harassment of the first degree, disobedience to a peace officer, and public intoxication. Police in Creston say a distracted driver caused a property damage accident in Creston Monday night. 18-year-old Clayton Calvin Kanan of Creston was turning from the stop sign at the intersection of Wyoming Avenue and South Division Street when he turned to look at his friend's house. Cannon didn't see a legally parked 1999 Pontiac Grand Am. His 1997 Dodge pickup struck the car, causing $3,000 damage to the Pontiac and $200 damage to the pickup. No injuries were reported and no citations were issued. The accident happened around 9 p.m. Monday. Atlantic Municipal Utilities and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced the annual holiday Christmas lighting contest called Deck the Homes. The contest encourages the community to nominate their favorite merry and bright home. To nominate them, you can call the Atlantic Municipal Utilities during business hours, of course, at 243-1395. The winners will receive an Atlantic Municipal Utilities voucher. Nominations are due by Monday, December 10th. Also, you can pick up your Christmas brochure from area retail businesses. Like the Chamber on Facebook or follow them on Twitter to find dates and details on how you can celebrate Christmas in Atlantic. You can also find a complete list of activities at www.christmasinatlantic.com. And on National Rural Health Day, which was Monday, Cass County Memorial Hospital announced it has been recognized by the Chartis Center of Rural Health and National Organization of State Offices of Rural Health for overall excellence in two categories, quality and outcomes. The award recognizes that CCMH has performed among the top quartile of all rural hospitals in the nation. The awards were announced in conjunction with National Rural Health Day. CCHS CEO Brett Altman said they're pleased to receive the recognition of being in the top 25% of over 2,200 rural hospitals in the country. He said that's a direct result of the outstanding team they have, who make these quality and outcome measures a top priority with every patient, every time. In our funeral announcements, Barbara Bascom, age 84, of Panora, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Barbara Bascom will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Phyllis Jensen, age 97, of Audubon, died Wednesday. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Phyllis Jensen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Darlene Sampson, age 62, of Underwood, died Saturday. A viewing and visitation for Darlene Sampson will be this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Phyllis Jean Dussing Maka, age 69, of Atlantic and formerly of Baxter, died Wednesday. A celebration of life for Phyllis Maka will be held this evening at 5:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Baxter. Helen Muriel Mortensen Bancroft, age 90, of Stewart, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Helen Bancroft will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Bernard Russell Hansen, age 82, of Griswold, died Thursday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Memorial services for Bernard Hansen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Gene Blaine, age 74, of Rancho Cordova, California, died October 11th at his home. Memorial services for Ronald Blaine will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rodine Frakes, age 86, of Audubon and formerly of Goldfield, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Graveside services for Rodine Frakes will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Glenwood Cemetery in Goldfield. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has the arrangements. Patrick Hyken, age 64, of Iowa City, a native of Atlantic, died November 2nd. A private family ceremony for Pat Hyken will be held at the Hyken Family Farm, followed by a public celebration of life open house this Sunday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. The Gay and Seehaw Funeral Home of Iowa City has arrangements. Major General John Jack Peppers, age 81, of Exira, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for John Jack Peppers will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.